If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Billy Bush.
Roar!
Sir Lion is in the house.
One letter swap away from sirloin.
This is true. I mean, well, listen, you know, when you think of Billy Bush, you think of, you know, Extra TV season 30 and, you know, pop culture connoisseur. You certainly don't think of singers. So how has this experience been for you? Tell me everything.
Well, it's like helpful that there's a mask. I will say that because that's like baby steps, right? I'm not walking out on American Idol or America's Got Talent. I'm not claiming to have talent. I'm hiding behind my mask. But doing something that's out of my comfort zone, David, I do this. I come in, I put on my suit, my jacket, and I do my show. I write my scripts, and it's a very comfortable routine. And this is uncomfortable, and I liked it.
You did like it.
Yeah, I could have gone the other way, but I'm not a cowardly lion. I am a bold and brave lion.
You are a bold and brave lion. I mean, now that you've been unmasked, you know, have like any of your famous friends been saying, oh my God.
It's been a ball. I'm answering texts all night and all day. And then there's still more that find out because they've then seen it online and someone sent them a clip. So it's been endless. My favorite part was keeping a secret for 6 months because I did tape this in September. And I then got to trick my family last night. My daughters were all there and we were hanging out, having wine, and the show was on. And when I came, I kind of turned it up, the volume, and we were rolling some cameras on them. And the girls were like, oh my, yeah, what? Dad, is that you? Oh my God. And then like, it was just chaos and wonderful.
See, they didn't even know it was you.
No, it was amazing.
Wow. Well, you know, you majored in international studies and you have a family that is so heavy into like finance and politics. Like, did you always grow up like wanting to do something like with media and entertainment and pop culture?
Yeah, I think, you know, my father, before he became a private asset manager, like a businessman, my father was, he was Santa Claus at the Macy's. He did every acting and performing gig under the sun. He was a Yale Whiff and Poof, one of the great vocal, you know, a cappella groups in the world. And then he went on and sang in a group called the Oldsmobile Boys. Till the day he died, he sang in a barbershop quartet called the Long Island Sound. He made it to Broadway as Will Parker in Oklahoma. And after he did, he said, my God, the life of an actor is brutal. I finally made it, and now it's time for me to get out of here and go to night school, and he went into business. I wonder if he regretted that, because he was such a great tap dancer and singer and all that. So there, I felt he passed a few years ago. I felt like, this is kind of cool. Dad would really dig this.
Well, listen, it is a tough life. I used to practice corporate tax law, but here I am. So, you know, sometimes you go the other way.
Yes, you said enough of that crap. I've got to go do something I want to do.
Yeah, that just was not for me. Well, listen, on Extra, we are in season 30. You cover many of, you know, today's pop culture, you know, hot stories, I'm just curious, you know, Beyonce has been covered so many times by so many people on The Masked Singer. Like, what do you think about, you know, Cowboy Carter, Texas Hold'em? There's been so many people have had reactions to Beyonce going into, you know, country music. And, you know, I think we learned now that, like, she revealed that it was, like, from a CMA performance with the Dixie Chicks. She didn't necessarily feel welcome and said, hey, I'm going to venture into country music.
Well, we always thought country music was the most welcoming place in the world. You know, it's like, you know, their award shows, they have so many of them. Literally every alphabet letter in the alphabet is rearranged to be an award show for country music. They're doing it almost biweekly. And she's from Houston, Texas. So, you know, she's got as much acclaim to make a country song as anybody, is my opinion. I mean, I could make a country song. Why not?
Well, now that you've been on The Masked Singer, maybe that's your next venture.
Well, a lot of people are asking me, when's the album? I have to tell you, David, if the requests are, it's amazing. The tour, the album, when will it drop? All of that.
It's all going to come. Do you, like, what's in your iPod? Like, what type of music does Billy Bush listen to when you're...
Country music. Do you notice, like, on the battle round last night when I had to battle it out, I had the Who Are You? But I put a country music kind of a twang on it. My next song, had I survived that little steel moment, would have been Zac Brown's Chicken Fried. So a lot of country music in there for me. And I love classic rock too. Well, you'll see some Tom Petty, you know, you'll see, let's see, you'll see the Stones, you know, kind of old school like that.
Those are all great ones. What about, you know, on your day job at Extra, you have interviewed everyone who's anyone. Like, are there people just at the top of your list that you would love to interview?
You know, I'm starting a podcast, which is, I know, late to the party and everything, but the idea is real conversations with people who've overcome real things. And I'm calling it Unscrewed. You're the first person to hear about it, because it's not like you were canceled or some other whatever. Everyone at some point, you were in corporate tax law, David. You felt like, I got to unscrew myself. Like, what am I doing? I'm going down a road that's not me. And I want to be happy. And like, when I go to work and do what I do. So you know, I would talk to you about that decision. How did you get out of it? Were you terrified that you wouldn't make it or they wouldn't do it? How did you do this? And I think it applies to everybody.
Yeah, I have a lot of those type of conversations. I love those type of conversations.
Right. How do you, even at, you know, my age at 52, it's like, if I wanted to do something else and, you know, or in my case, I had to get my career going again. And I, you know, so, but everyone's details are different, you know?
Everyone's details are different. Well, you know, you mentioned cancel culture. Like, where do you think we are as a society today with cancel culture? You know, we've been through
much better. I think it's much better. I think people are sick and tired of the, you know, this escalating war on human flaws. It doesn't make sense. It's not sustainable. We are all broken toys. We are all capable of a off moment, a bad moment, or whatever. As long as it's not criminal and, you know, it doesn't involve trafficking and terrible things against other people, pretty much everything's forgivable, because we're all, like I said, broken. So I think people have had enough. And I see, you know, I see survivable things being survived.
I agree with all of that. I have had enough personally of cancel culture about 3 years ago. So, you know, you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, I think it's done. I think it had its moment there. But, you know, you take from it the good things, right? Like, you know, there was a in this town, there was a lot of mistreatment of women and grabbing, you know, butts and hands or things that are very, you know, casting couch types of things. And, you know, I think movie sets and TV sets have changed in a major way for the better. They needed to.
Have you watched the Nickelodeon documentary yet?
We've covered it a lot. I've gone through so much of it. I didn't watch it cover to cover, but I'm very aware of Quiet on Set. Yeah.
You guys have covered it. What do you think of all of that? And I mean,
oh, my heart sinks for Drake Bell, especially. Like, you know, I have to tell you, not just in Hollywood, I think I think abuse of that kind with kids, I think it's way more rampant than people know. Drake Bell had the courage to say something, but think of all the people that don't, that can't bear to cross that threshold of shame, and it's too scary. And it's, I think it's ever, the more I hear these conversations, the better, I think everyone else is, because there's a lot of healing that needs to be done.
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know how you always hear about people on a cleanse or intermittent fasting? They're trying to lose weight, and then you hear that they only lasted a few hours. And listen, it's really hard. I was one of those people until I discovered Prolon. Prolon is a revolutionary nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they are fasting. You guys have to try Prolon's 5-day program. You're delivered right to your front door. Snacks, soups, beverages, they're all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Prolon isn't a diet, it's science. The box from Prolon, you open it, and it literally has day one, day two, day three, and so on. There's soups, nut bars, snacks. It's truly unlike anything I've ever experienced. And I see the results. It helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and it's leaned me out. So listen, right now Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for the special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work, and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging, and the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I think so too. What about you? You mentioned, we talked about cancel culture and you mentioned the word trafficking. I think immediately of like Diddy and the recent charges on Diddy and the sex trafficking. Like, I mean, yeah. Are you shocked at this? Like, you've been doing this forever. Like, does any story shock you at this point?
Yeah. I mean, the allegations are sordid and they're criminal and he's in a lot of trouble. And at least it's always about, you hear one and you always wonder, like, where the trajectory of this will be decided on how many others there are. And now, there's at least a handful, right? So that's never good. I think his empire is not only crumbling, but it's going to be very hard to recover. He keeps saying that he's under a witch hunt. But they better start coming back with evidence to that nature, because we're just getting hit over and over again with things that are searing. Right? It's going to be hard to turn this thing around if you don't go right away.
Yes. Have you heard things? Because, like, I mean, you are on a much more grand scale than me, but, like, I've heard things throughout the years from people that knew him or, I'm not shocked.
Yeah, that he had freak parties that, to me, I thought that was, I didn't have any evidence or know anybody who was there, certainly never there myself or anything like that. But he had white parties in the Hamptons, too. He had lots of decadent parties at Cipriani's in New York. And I always thought of him as more of a decadent guy, not a, perverse guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Diddy's white party in the Hamptons. I am in the Hamptons over the summer. That's where I am all summer. That was a thing.
That's a ticket. You want to go to that. Not
yeah.
Now.
Not now. Or you, when you, speaking of the Masked Singer, you know, nobody judged, they came, they judged around, you know, a lot of the judges, you know, Seacrest kind of does what you do, Andy Cohn, like they came kind of close to your genre.
Yeah, they sniffed around the area with Andy Cohn, Anderson Cooper, Seth Meyers, and Ryan Seacrest were the four guesses. So I figured, okay, well, at least now when the mask comes off, you're going to, they'll get a, oh, okay, we were close. We were in the right neighborhood, but didn't get, I thought it heightened the reveal.
I think it heightened the reveal.
And I'd like to apologize to all four of those fine men right now.
You know, well, you said when you were on Mask that you can't sing, but you know, you held your own.
Not bad, right? Not bad. But also that's a pretty sing-songy kind of safe song. They didn't give me, you know, anything too difficult.
No, but it still was. Listen, you did better than I could have, Billy. So let's just put it that way.
I don't know about that, David. I don't know about that. Let's hear you. Let me hear you hum a little bar.
There's no tune here at all whatsoever. I apologize to anyone who's ever heard me sing. What do you feel, you know, so much lately has been about Kate Middleton also? You know, we had weeks and weeks of where is she? You know, now we, you know, learn that she has cancer. Like, what do you feel about the whole overarching Kate Middleton?
Well, my heart aches for her. She's a young mother, and I think she's a very classy woman. And, you know, she's got prying eyes all over her. I think the palace with the what is it, the 600 years of experience with people wanting to know your business, they couldn't have handled it. They could have handled this a little bit better in that, you know, some transparency up front. But I think Kate sitting down in the, you know, and making that video and speaking directly to people stops it in its tracks. And, you know, there's plenty of journalists who are thinking, well, what kind of cancer and what stage is it in? And all these other things that she didn't answer. But she finally, you know, spoke from her heart and I think made the point that some details need to be for her. And that's enough for me. So I say back to Harry and Meghan.
I made a joke the other day, you know, I mean, not at her expense, but like someone's like, Meghan must be like, remember me? Because I mean,
hello, keep talking about me. I said, well, Harry looks a little smarter now. Everyone's mad at Harry for abandoning the family and throwing them under the. You're saying, are you kidding me? Of course I'm in Montecito because I can go to the farm shop and they don't follow me, amazingly.
Exactly. Do you think, because like, look, now we know, and of course, like an illness is an illness, like that's real life. But prior to that, you know, like there's so many people now apologizing. Like I saw Blake Lively just apologize a few days ago. Like, do you think like we as like a media, no, I don't mean me and you, just in general, like, do you think we did anything wrong? Because we were all doing our jobs per se up until we knew.
Well, yeah, no, I think the media is doing exactly what the media is supposed to do. There's no blaming that. I think the palace has tons of experience. They should have handled this way better and come out and sort of said, hey, listen, this is what's going on here. And blast, you know they're going to be there. So don't leave breadcrumbs. Just be as transparent as you can. And then everybody kind of buzzes off, you know. But speaking of apologies, boy, you know, whether to give one or not is the big question. It all depends on who you are. If you're 50 Cent, not a chance. It's not his brand. Nobody wants it from him. He'd look weak if he did, you know. And then other people, it's like, you better apologize or your career's done. So it's an algorithm I don't quite understand, but it's different rules for different people.
You think so, right? Like a 50 Cent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, 50 Cent is the perfect example of someone who's, you know, never going to apologize. Never.
I never quite thought about it like that, but you're right. Like it is.
And if he did, I think people would be like, whoa, man, you caved.
Right. That's a good point. You also sang the theme song to Married with Children. Are you like, what are your, like, do you watch TV? Like, do you have, like, you know, the Masked Singer is such a guilty pleasure for so many people. Do you have guilty pleasures when it comes to TV?
I love TV. I think there's so much good TV out right now. There's so many good series. I'm watching a whole bunch of stuff. I I'm waiting for the new season of Slow Horses, which is just a great drama. I'm trying with Palm Royale. I want Palm Royale to get... I'm two episodes in. I love Kristen Wiig. I love this cast. I love the Palm Beach in the late 60s. I mean, how sexy is that? Please be good. They never should have positioned themselves as any with any comparison to White Lotus, because nothing touches that. White Lotus is amazing. Let's see, what else am I? Oh, I got on the sports side of things, I'm watching The Dynasty, the 10-part episode about the 20 years of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady and Coach Bill Belichick, their relationship falling apart. That's amazing. Over six Super Bowls and building that incredible thing. I watch all kinds of stuff, man.
I just had Minty Cohn on from Facts of Life, who's in Palm Royale, and she...
I love her.
Right? It's
you
so...
take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. Oh, the facts of life. I love Mindy.
See, you could have sang that for TV.
We met
night.
Mindy, second episode, Palm Royale, in the steam room.
She, I mean, there's so much. I mean, I'm like you. I am just, it's this has such great potential.
It's so rich in potential.
I'm like, please just be good. I agree, you can't compare it to White Lotus, but like, I just hope they put so much behind the marketing of it.
The next one I want to see is The Gentleman, starring Theo James from The White Lotus, the hot Theo James. So he's got a new series called The Gentleman that's supposed to be really good and edgy.
You guys know I moved into a new apartment in New York City recently, and I needed everything, and that includes bedding. A friend recommended Cozy Earth, and I ordered their bamboo sheet set, which comes with a top sheet, a fitted sheet, and two pillowcases. I was kind of excited because Cozy Earth has been featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. But let me tell you, this bamboo sheet set blew my expectations away. These sheets are so luxurious. They're so soft, but they feel such high quality and so high end. I got them in oak because my apartment's all earth tones, but they come in a variety of colors. And Cozy Earth isn't just for bedding. They have bath towels, bath mats, bath robes. I think I'm going to get a bathrobe next because who doesn't love a great bathrobe? And to me, there was no risk because all their products come with a 10-year warranty. And now Cozy Earth has provided an exclusive offer for my listeners. You get up to 35% off site-wide when you use code VELVET at www.cozyearth.com. That's www.cozyearth.com. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you. Interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Yep, that's next.
Do you ever get into any reality TV? Like, do you watch Kardashians, Housewives? Is that like a big thing in your household?
I get a little sucked into Housewives because I go to yoga on Tuesday mornings with Teddy Mellencamp and Kyle Richards. Those are my yoga buddies. On Tuesday mornings, we are together at 6:30 in the morning and working it. And they're so nice to me and sweet because I'm the middle-aged man in the back who's groaning in pain. And Kyle or Teddy always go in the hallway mid-class and bring me a cold towel for my face. They're so cute. They're nice.
We'll see. There you go. As we wrap up, two more questions. Like, what about, you know, Kyle is going through a divorce. Like, maybe you have someone for her to fix her up.
I mean, maybe it's me.
I could see you.
Or maybe she's dating a country singer. I don't know.
She might be dating a country singer, but you know if it is you as you show your hand.
I kind of know Mauricio.
I
know Mauricio, though. I mean, I it would just be a little hard to you know, see Mo around and, you know.
You would also have to be ready to sign, you know, you'd have to appear on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, I would be a wrecking ball in there. I would cause so much trouble. I think I would be great on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm going to actually start dating Kyle just to go in there and just start mixing things up and pitting people against each other and being wouldn't that be great?
I'm all here for it. So you are preaching to.
Or I got to go date Ariana Maddox and do it over there on Vanderpump. But I think my next relationship has to be with someone in the middle of a reality show so I can just be a wrecking ball.
Well, look, Erica Jane is single too.
You see? Maybe we could do that.
I'm just trying to help you out here, Billy.
I can't. That's going to be hard to top her last one. Her left Tom.
Yes, it would.
Can't be worse than Tom.
As we wrap up, did you learn anything about yourself from The Masked Singer and being Sir Lion? You know, you said it was such a out of, you know, you took a chance.
Yeah, David, I learned that I still have fire in the belly. You know what I mean? I still swing for the fences. I still go for it. And this is a big go for it moment, you know, at 52 years old. So.
I love it. Well, I've enjoyed watching you as Sir Lion. Like I said, Extra is in its 30th season. Extra is a weekly, daily, hourly thing for me to do this job. So thank you for all that you do.
They never cancel us. They keep that it's just always there, baby. Extra is the little engine that could and did and is still doing it.
Listen, there's always going to be celebrity gossip and happenings to talk about, right?
Always.
We're in the right business. So thank you for this. I wanted to talk to you for a long time. And thank you for everyone at The Masked Singer too.
You are a delight. Thank you, David, so much.
Anytime. Take care.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.